Paul, maybe we'll start with Nathan Beaulieu. Last weekend, it was his fist that kind of got the team going tonight. He was the game winner.
Good form, because he'd done lots of really good things for us. Those guys don't get much of a payoff sometimes. Play hard minutes, normally a lot of penalty kill time, and get some people to the net. But good form, he's earned it.
Getting people to the net seemed to be a theme tonight on the offense that you generated.
Puck to the net to start the confusion, and then some people at the net, to the net. We're working on it.
The new-look third line that you put together, lots of similarities between those players. They're all from the draft class of 2015. They've all sort of played extended periods for the Moose. Maybe your thought process in putting the three of them together tonight and the payoff, of course, with the couple goals.
They can all skate. All three of them can skate. They all have varying, different kinds of hands, but we would classify they all have good hands. What they did tonight to score the goals is the game that they need to play, and it's the only game they need to play. So the time to find seams, the Taves to Kane backdoor play, you get to do that after you've got all your rings lined up and your. But prior to that, you need to get to the basics of the game and understand it and do it consistently. They will have four or five shifts on video to look at tomorrow where they got away from it, but they were very effective at doing it. They can do that. They can excel at that, and they can produce in this league doing that. And then what happens to them 3-4 years from now when they're playing a different style of game because they have an awful lot of experience at it? Those are three young guys. They were really good tonight, and they won us the game. Two big goals, for sure. Just mindful that we're in a Canadian market. I don't want you guys having a parade just yet. No line parades. Deal? Okay.
You said that with respect to bodies towards the net and shots through traffic that you were working on it. It seemed that the goals were really good examples of it working. There were also lots of odd man rushes where that didn't necessarily happen. Did the goals lead to... Does it make it easier for you to teach and reinforce it that way?
Yeah, I mean, success is fairly easily defined for most offensive forwards. How many points they have, right? You'll score more. That line will score more goals playing the game that they did. Now, there's a place in the NHL game for that style of hockey for all your lines, right? You can all do that. And then there's room for other players to make more creative choices. They have more experience. Maybe they've got a little more leg strength, or they can get into holes a little bit better. But they can all do it. This is a lousy press conference on my part, by the way. I'm not feeling that I'm doing a good job here today. So,
it's not too late.
You know what? Keep your game simple, Ken. When it's not going for it, don't expect it to get better. Just keep it short and to the point. I got to get off the stage here. That's it. I'll be better tomorrow.
Line shuffles included the top line a couple of times. Are you trying to get Mark Scheifele going?
No, absolutely not. That had nothing to do with it. It changed as soon as Kane went with Taves. That changed. So Wheels goes up on the wing. Wheeler and Scheif have played that role. Nicky's more effective on the left than he is on the right. He can be effective on the right. He can be. But he's more effective on the left.
And then last one for me on that topic of line matching. Do you look at when Kane and Taves go together, is that a forward line match, or do you match all five of you, including the defensive pairing against those guys as well?
It would be all five, but the split of Morrissey and Pionk had been really, really good together, but as soon as those two guys got split, like Tucker Pullman, who's been off a block of time, wasn't his best night with Kulikov the other night. Neither one of those guys were at their best, and both of them were very, very good. But Josh Morrissey, that was the best game he's played for us this year. So we'll talk about the guys that scored goals, but for me, the guy that came tonight and gave his best performance in tonight's game, and a huge game, was Josh Morrissey, by far. Played his best game of the year.
Is he okay? He looked like he was struggling at the end there. I don't know if
it was an oxygen related issue.
Okay.
I think that was at 2:30 of both he and Pullman.
Just going back to the Mark thing, Is it a struggle right now? What is?
The puck's not going in the net for him right now. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of offense for you when you're playing against Taves, right? That's an elite player. So you're not getting 100 chances in that game. But the number of chances that he's been getting in a lot of games lately have been high, right? I mean, he's generated offense. He's had chances to score. So they'll all tell you the same thing. You only start to worry when you're not getting any. He's getting a bunch. It's just not going for him.
Paul, when you said that it's Josh's best game of the season, what was it about his game in particular?
Well, it just starts with gap closure, right? He's up on pucks. He kept pucks in. He kept pucks alive. The players that he defended didn't have time and pace. He touched pucks, moved them into the middle, put pucks on tape. He was just really quick, really fast. I mean, that's his strength, is he denies the other team room to play on, and then he'll create loose pucks off that defense, and he kicks it into the middle, and out we go. He was right on tonight.
What did you see from Chibasov's debut, Paul?
You know what, he's fine. I mean, there's not a lot of minutes for that line. There's two or three things that he missed tonight, and we wouldn't expect him to have those, right? There are some nuances that our game that are different than the major systems. He had fine, right? And he got in on some pucks, tried to get heavy on two or three hits. I'd also say that you know, they had the one extended D-zone shift, fine, but they also played in the right end of the rink and at times were even dangerous with Bork getting a shot off and some traffic to the net front. So I liked what they did.
Paul,